This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us. You know, I've been getting, you know, emails and text messages. I really do appreciate the time that you're letting us know how you feel about some of the comments being made, some of what we're talking about. And really, if you really want to get involved, if you really want to be part of the solution, as I love to say, then I want you to send me an email. Or sign up for the email blast. That's probably the better way to do it. If you go to the website, you can find it top right-hand corner. You know, signing up for the emails. You can also sign up for the text alerts. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And, you know the show's going to start. Right? Anyway, God, there's so many, and then you guys keep sending me stories during a break. I can't get to them, man. I'll do the best I can, but I really can't get to them. But to go back on this, you know, we wanted to talk about all the COVID stuff going on. And you're hearing more and more and more and more and more and more about the numbers being, now see, it's kind of hard to get your arms around it because some people are saying the numbers are going down. No, the numbers are going to go up. They haven't really checked properly. So you really can't get your mind out of around the whole thing. And it's one of those things where you really should pay attention to what's going on. You really should have a grasp of the knowledge of what these numbers are. But really, honestly, the biggest problem that we have is that they don't affect what the governor decides. They don't affect, you know, what the local authorities decide to do, because they have to be in line with what the governor tells them to do. Good, bad, or indifferent. And as people, conservatives who keep calling me and saying, what are we supposed to do? How do we do? How do we change this? If I have to answer that, you haven't been listening to the show long. You change them out. You couldn't change them like a diaper, right? Just throw it away and get it over with. You change them out. That's the way you do it. I mean, otherwise you're stuck with them. And you can complain about them, to, as we used to say, till the cows come home. And what's it do? So in light of some of the articles that I've seen as of late, at the end of August, was it end of last week? Looks like the vast majority of positive COVID results, well, they should have been negative. That's not me. That's not some, you know, right-wing ragged only, you know, hardcore. No. It is at townhall.com. But there's so much more to this. They're testing like crazy, right? Now, Pelosi and the Democrats say testing for the coronavirus is how we'll beat it. Well, I don't know how that works. You got to do more than test it. You got to fix it, right? President Trump and his administration, they're conducting Operation Warp Speed. You heard him come out today talk about how much faster they were moving along. Now, I don't like that because we're talking about drugs. We don't know what the long-term effect is on people on these vaccines or taking these vaccines. We know it won't kill them in 24 to 48 hours. That's about it. Unlike testing, treatments will actually do something for you when you come down sick with the disease. But now we're learning that an overwhelming majority of those who have been tested positive, but they should have been negative. That's according to the New York Times. Potentially 90% of those who have tested positive have such insignificant amounts of virus present in their bodies, they don't need to be isolated. They're not candidates for contact tracing. Right? So why even count them, really? Most of these people are not likely to be contagious. They identifying them may contribute to bottlenecks. Because, you know, they may want to see more services doled out for these people, even though there's nothing there to speak of. It helps to understand the Times religious devotion, the Times religious devotion to testing, if one understands that Democrats have long since committed to taking the polar opposite position of whatever Trump believes. We know that this is a way of life. They get up and read his briefings and just write something that's totally opposite, and then they tell you they believe it. I've been saying for a long time that TDS hasn't gone away, Trump derangement syndrome. Right? You know, remember, they were talking about how hydroxychloroquine didn't work. It was bad. It was dangerous. It was. No, actually, they're seeing that it works the majority of times. Not as dangerous as they tell you it is. They've been using a version of this for well over 100 years. It's been modified, changed a couple of times. Because I said they'd be using it for longer than 100 years, or somebody wrote me and said, see, you're spewing more lies. It's a variation. I know. Got it. But it's still, in essence, treating the same thing. Still being used for the same thing that was meant to be, well, not meant, but what they were using it for. So, again, I come back and say to you, if the numbers are ever changing, if they're finding out, why isn't this all over the news sources? Why hasn't it been printed? Why isn't somebody all over this? I'm asking for a friend. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call if you're really interested. You want to talk about the what we're discussing at hand. I know a lot of you like to call and talk about something different. And it's okay. If I'm having a smorgasbord night and anything goes, that's fine. But when I'm honing in on something, not so much. Double City Host, listen to Rail Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Leave it after dinner. Don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Thanks. Partially. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. And, I mean, you don't have to go far. If you live in California, you don't have to go far to find the lunacy of the left, especially when it comes to legislation. Just nuts. So, MSNBC ADFG's Joy Reid, she has compared Trump to Castro. Now, what I love about this disingenuous conversation that she's having is I want you to think about something. We'll flush the story out just a little bit here, but I want you to think about this. Didn't Oblamo go hang out with Raul and Fidel? All based on trying to fix the relationship. We've been, for 50 years, we've been doing this, and it's not working. Well, what's not working? The fact that he couldn't go down there? He couldn't hang out in Cuba the way he wanted to? And now, Now that you've found out more and more and more, right, you find out why. Maybe de Blasio and him were buddies, loved it there. Bernie and him, buddies, loved it there. So, anchor Joy Reid from MSNBC, the AFG, they compared President Trump to Fidel Castro and accused him of violating the Hatch Act following his speech Thursday night. She says, as I'm watching this, I'm thinking Fidel Castro, Julius Caesar, and more. That was not an American president giving a speech. Don't you love it? She said, that was a monarch. Right. Because Obama, you know, I mean, seriously, they totally ignore their own faults. And you know why they do it? Because they don't have any. Ask them, they'll tell you. They have no faults. Everything is our fault. The other side, they are the party of non-responsibility. I've been saying it for years. The only time they take responsibility for anything is when it's positive. And it really does make it. Look at Obama, when he was sitting in that chair, when his scrawny little butt was in that chair in the White House, couldn't get the GDP up, couldn't get the unemployment numbers down. But somehow, miraculously, shortly after he left and the economy started turning around, all of a sudden, that was because of him. And when the economy was taking a tank, it was because of Bush. Just interesting. It is truly is interesting to listen to sick people as they, you know, try to explain the situation and it's not their fault. Reid also accused Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, whose speech preceded the president's, and the members of the White House cabinet who were present violating the 1939 Hatch Act. It limits certain political activities of federal employees. It's intended to ensure the federal actions are administered in a nonpartisan way. Now, here's the fun thing about all of this. Have we ever had this kind of situation before? Come on, think it through. Right? In the middle of a pandemic, we have a presidential race going on. It's easier for them to keep the president safe at the White House. Under extraordinary measures, you mean there's no reason whatsoever? And again, I find it so interesting that she's comparing him to Fidel Castro, the guy that President Obama thought was great. Great enough to want to meet with him, right? Remember they were talking about the North Korean dictator that Trump wanted to meet with and how wrong that was? But meeting with Fidel Castro was fine. Raul, one of the biggest animals on the planet, that was fine. Right? Think it through. They'll never go that far. They'll tell you it was different. Because Obama had the right heart. Because he had the right heart for the issue. It made it okay. But Trump doesn't. He's all about himself. Which is really funny. I said it the other night. Got a couple of emails I thought was kind of funny. But I said it the other night when I said, look, think about something. They teed off, talked about how much money Trump is making being president. When the man gives away his whole salary, lost $1 billion in worth while he's been in office. That's bad. And somehow... That's increasing one's wealth. Thoroughly confused. Now you flick that to the other side. The Obamas who were worth maybe $2 million and now worth what? $30, $40, $50, $80 million? Then the guy who said that more than $3 million bucks is not right. You shouldn't do it. You don't need it. Useless. Most of these people on the Dem side, especially that went into Congress, were broke, busted, no money. When they went in, and now they're worth millions of dollars. I'm not talking about three, four, five. That's okay. That's something they just... they're okay with it. It's amazing to me. All right, more lunacy in the legislature. California passed a bill to form a reparations task force. Was voted on 33 to 3 in the Senate. Just amazing. And they overwhelmingly, this is an overwhelming support, is setting up a task force to study potential reparations for slavery. Now, don't you find this interesting? the governor won't apply for the EDD or the unemployment help from the federal government because they can't afford $100 a week per person out of work in California, which will amount to about $700 million. I don't remember what it was, a month or whatever. Maybe even for the whole thing. So, but yet, we have the money to go looking at a reparations committee. Let that just kind of ooze into your brain. The panel will study the effects slavery had on California, would recommend the legislature no later than 2023. What type of compensation would be appropriate, and how would be dispersed? So, are we talking reparations just for blacks? Yes, I said it the way I meant it the way I said it, just for blacks. Because, you know, the Japanese, they were for all intents and purposes slaves too. The way they were treated when they were building the railroads in this country, in this state. Well, stay with the state. I mean, we go down the whole list. It was just specifically for slavery, and to what degree and what point? Does my family get to pay the sins of the United States for what they did back in the 1800s when my family didn't get here until the 1940s? Just trying to figure it out. Where's the, well, I was going to say logic, but I know it's something they don't deal with up there. The task force would also recommend other forms of redress besides just money. They also say U.S. companies should consider slavery reparations. Something wrong with these people. I mean, truly wrong with these people. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a shocking allegation, defense attorney Eric J. Nelson, lawyer for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, said the late George Floyd was the victim of an overdose rather than a police homicide. Authorities charged Chauvin with murder in connection with Floyd's death in May, which stemmed from an altercation involving counterfeit money. In light of the allegations, Nelson is now requesting a judge to drop all charges against Chauvin. An attorney for one of the other officers involved in Floyd's death also says body cam footage shows the moment Floyd reportedly ingested a lethal amount of drugs.
Nelson filed the motion in Hennepin County, Minnesota District Court, alleging the prosecution has not shown probable cause in charging Chauvin with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Judge Peter Cahill will address Nelson's motion in a September 11th court hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate your time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, in the classroom. Be nice to get him back in the classroom, wouldn't it? In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And listen, get involved, get engaged. I don't care if you're in a chat room. You can find up on the website at therealside.com. You can, if nothing else, you on one of the Facebook pages, I'm sure, or somewhere else, whatever. Prefer you come to the website. A lot of good people there. I mean, smarter people than myself. So if I'm boring you to death, they won't. Most of the time when I'm giving these California stories, I want you to see what it would be like if the Democrats ran the country, had total unfettered access and power. Now, they voted in California, they voted 33-3 on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, who wasn't looking for reparations at all. But California's going to put a reparations team together. And I ask you a simple question. Why does my family have to pay for reparations when they weren't even here? They weren't here in the 1800s during slavery. They didn't help support. Matter of fact, the Italians, the Japanese, whatever, over the years have been treated terribly. Remember reparations for them, too? It might be easy to say who we wouldn't have them for. Let's sort a list anyway, right? Let's be clear, said one senator. Chattel slavery, both in California and across our nation, birthed the legacy of racial harm, inequity that continues to impact the conditions of black life in California. No, what continues to be a problem here in California, and not just for black Americans, but others as well, is you nut jobs in Sacramento. You're the one, where are you going to get this money? You're already $180 billion in the hole. Where are you going to get this money? Like, wait, what is it? If the rest of the country isn't going to do this, you're going to show them how it's done? Are you going to give reparations to every black person that moves into the state after this? And I know this is distasteful, but really, how many of these people have actually suffered because of slavery in the current times? You know what I'm saying? It's getting out of hand. And where does it stop? I think the Democrats are being totally disingenuous. They were losing the black. They're still losing the black vote, but they were losing the black vote. It was very evident when they stopped dealing with black issues and they started looking at the illegal immigrants, started counting how many of those were here, closely closing in on the number of blacks in the country. And then when this whole thing happened, right, when we had the uprising, all of a sudden, they're back as your buddies. I hope to God you're not falling for this. But it's just crazy. Senator Holly Mitchell out of Los Angeles, she said, blacks have a higher rate of incarceration, homelessness, unemployment, and more. So the reason for that is because of slavery. No, I'll tell you what part of the reason for that is. It's because you Democrats who run most of the major cities across the country will not educate the black community. You give kids in black, in predominantly black public schools, they get a lousy education. We know it's true. Los Angeles, Oakland, Chicago, D.C., look at how these kids are doing. They're graduating. Somebody, you know, I did a whole story 2 years ago about how schools in L.A., not L.A. County, but L.A. City, in predominantly black neighborhoods, they're having 70% dropout rates. Kids who couldn't read write were getting out of high school. Dad, it's unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. And you would think, where's BLM? Why aren't they screaming about this? Is it the, well, hey, is it the kids are just too stupid to learn? Is it teachers, the teachers, do they care? Do they not care? I mean, there's got to be something going on here, and it ain't money. Don't give me the money thing. It's not it. There are areas that get less money than in an L.A. Unified, and it's not helping. Look at Chicago. They go on strike almost every year for more money for the teachers. Some of those teachers, some of those areas are making three times, those teachers make three times as much as the parents and the kids that they're teaching. How's that okay? I think, you know, again, get back to how did the reparations help? States like Texas, New York, Vermont have done similar studies. They find that along with cash, reparations could mean housing assistance, lower tuition, forgiving student loans, job training, community investment. That's all been done without reparations. Look what President Trump has done in many of these areas to allow the same things to happen. Forgiving student loans, no. Lower tuition, why? Wait a minute. So let me see if I get this right, whether you're black or Hispanic or whatever. Right? So we're supposed to lower the standards because you have trouble getting in. This will work great in a medical school, right? So we're going to help you get in by lowering the standards or allowing you to get a lower standard than somebody else, from a white kid, to get in. Then once you get in, is it your ability to learn? You just did poorly in high school? Oh, and then the white kid or the Hispanic kid or the Asian kid or the Italian kid got to pay full whack at the tuition, but you get lower tuitions. So you don't have to try as hard. You can pass the test because you have a lower score. You just get a lower score than everybody else. You can get in, be a mediocre a surgeon, doctor, whatever, and that's all just going to be fine. She went on to say, 40 acres and a mule was promised to free the slaves who were delivered to the descendants of those slaves today. We would all be billionaires. Really? She's an idiot. First of all, I've got a proposal for you. The 40 acres and a mule that was promised and never delivered weren't delivered by the Democrats. They stopped it. They did. They stopped it from happening. So here's the deal. I think the descendants, so if you're a Democrat today and your family's been a Democrat all along, take the descendants of those Democrats who stopped the black community from getting their 40 acres and a mule and put the tax burden on them. If you're a registered Democrat and your family's been a Democrat, you're all for reparations since you caused it. You fought to keep slavery. And then when the slaves were freed, you still didn't want to let it go. You kept them from getting 40 acres and a mule. I think you should pay the reparations. You're the problem. You're the one that got in the way. You're the one that kept it from happening. And it's such a common thing. I don't know how they keep getting away with it. We either really, the Republicans are really bad, they really suck at getting the message out, or they don't have the guts to get the message out the way they need to. Look, you can't, I'm having the same problem with young Republicans. They think they're going to get along. They think it's all going to be nicey-nicey. That they can actually sit back and talk to Dems and others, and we can all play nice together. Right. That'll work out really well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Los Angeles County is trying to evict a large church who has been meeting forever there. Right? This is the John MacArthur Church that you guys have heard about, called, you know, Grace Community. And the courts refused to issue a restraining order to stop them from meeting. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Four different Los Angeles courts have said, yeah, no. You're not dragging us into this. We're not doing this. We're not having any part of it. Okay, great. We're good. But now, the county of Los Angeles, very large county, has decided after 45 years of a relationship with Grace Community, they've leased a large portion of its parking lot from Los Angeles from county resources. Now, on Friday, Los Angeles County Department of Public Works terminated that agreement. I wonder why. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
America. Suppose he has to zap us, then he can bless. Maybe he'd be blessing us by zapping us. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. So I don't know if you've heard. I have to tell you they won't play because you're racist. Yes, you bunch of racist pigs. You know, we're not playing. We're going to show you. We're not going to play because we think it's all wrong. Even though we're getting $10 million a year. Now they've decided that maybe they've punished you enough. And they're going to allow us now to watch them play again. How many of you are really going to watch? Please tell me. I know some of you have written in and gone, you know, well, you're mixing, you know, politics and sports. No, they are. They are. If you don't believe that it's them that's mixing politics and sports, I'm sorry, but there's something wrong with you. They're using that because they don't, you know, I've never got sports fanatics. I mean, God bless you, good for you, whatever, if that's really what you want to do. But I've never got it. I've never got the sold out, in your face, sports is what it's all about kind of thing. Right? And then we listen to them. We do what they want us to do. They yank us around like we got a nose ring on and a chain, don't we? Come on, be honest about it. What is that all about? And then the same thing with celebrities. We have, you know, stars on TV shows and such. Right, but I got to ask. These guys, women, whatever, they fake who they are. They lie in what they do for a living. Good, bad, or indifferent, I'm just saying. I realize that's what they get paid for. But sincerely and seriously, why do you give them any place? They're no smarter. They're no more ignorant than you are. I do not understand why you give them so much place. Beyond me. Anyway, I kind of lost my mental place, if you would. All right. Again, there's so much, and with the COVID numbers, the more and more you read about the COVID numbers, where they're at, who's believing what and why, you got to do your own homework because they're not helping you. They're not helping us. And I never finished that. Let me finish the story on John MacArthur's church and how that they... The city. Now, there's a big difference in California. We have cities and counties that seem to want to have the same name. So the county of Los Angeles, where Grace Community Church, I guess, is renting a parking lot, has been for 45 years to accommodate the church. And because they've refused to and can't get a court to force them to close, but the county can't get a court to force, city can't get a court, state can't get a court to force them to close, the county has decided that they are going to terminate the lease, right? And that the Grace, if Grace fails to vacate the premises required, the district may enter the premise and remove Grace's personal property. Now, the California megachurch has been given 30 days to vacate. Now, they pay about a little over $8,000 a month to use the parking lot. Now, if you look at this, this is nothing more than L.A. County retaliating against Grace Community Church for simply exercising their constitutionally protected right to hold church and challenge this unreasonable, unlawful health order. He went on to say, in America, we have a judicial system to ensure that the executive branch doesn't abuse its power. Grace Community Church has every right to be heard without fear of reprisal. The Democrats' message to Americans is clear. If you don't bow to every whim of tyranny, if you don't do what we tell you to do, how we tell you to do it, we will find a way to make you bow. That's really what it boils down to. We've been saying this on this show for years. They use science as a convenience. Well, think about it. Right, they want to tell us we're climate deniers because we don't believe in science, but science is now even more than just split. It's not settled science by any stretch of the imagination. Same thing when it comes to, you know, transgenderism or things along those lines. They totally ignore biology. And then they call you names, call you, can't call me a science denier in that case. Biology is biology, period. You have to actually change science to have that make sense. And we go down the whole list of things. If you want to talk about being a denier, standing in front of a building that's burning, police cars that have been smashed and set on fire, and saying it's a peaceful or mostly peaceful protest. The Titanic was a mostly floating ship, wasn't it? Anyway. The church has peacefully held the lease for 45 years. The only reason the county is attempting to evict it is because John MacArthur stood up to their unconstitutional power grab. So now they're kind of like going on their minds. Now, so some of you who have a pen, go ahead, get it out. I want you to call these people. Mark Pestrella, he's the director of public works. He's actually the one responsible for writing the eviction notice. I want you to jam his line. His number is 626-458-7000. 626-458-7000. Right? Just light it up. And I'll put some of his information up on the website later on. His email address. James Sparks is the assistant deputy director. He's at the same number. I mean, these people, this is what I keep telling you. Make it impossible for them to do their job. Get all over this stuff and make this a real pain in the butt. I will tell you that supervisor, you know, I don't know how many of you know much about L.A. County. L.A. County's got a bigger budget than most third world nations. All right? I mean, seriously. It's got its own Navy, for all intents and purposes. It's got its own Air Force. I mean, they maintain not just a not just a police presence, but they've got one of the, you know, it's for surveillance. It's you know, for all they use planes and what have you for all kinds of things. And when you look at the size of them and what they have to do, it is a big deal. So, Catherine, again, these supervisors, they tend to be some of the most powerful people in the state, maybe even to a degree more powerful when they get together than a governor. And the supervisor today, Supervisor Catherine Barger, one of five. For some of you, you don't seem to understand politics at all for some reason. But one of five means she has virtually no power. Even if she tries to get them together to work with her, which in this case probably won't happen, wouldn't happen, because the other four Democrats, they're interested in being aligned with our friend. Well, not my friend. Gavin Newsom. And it's just out of control. Now, she put out a statement today to many that were calling her phones and reaching out to her. She said, thank you for reaching out. And Supervisor Barger doesn't support the county's efforts to pursue a temporary restraining order against any religious establishment that continues to hold services. She's opposed to these efforts and any other that infringe on the First Amendment rights of county's residents. While it's important to ensure the compliance with necessary health office orders, this action restricts individuals from freely practicing their religion, even if they adhere to other public health guidances such as physical distancing and the use of face masks. Now, there was no question. Now, I don't know if they are or aren't, but nobody even brought that up. In any of these cases, in any of these conversations, in any of these postings, nobody has even said, well, it's obvious they weren't wearing masks. It's obvious they weren't this. It's obvious they weren't that. Matter of fact, the funny thing about it was when the county inspectors, if you would, went to the church when they were having, when they were out in the parking lot, right, they wrote them up as not having masks on, not maintaining social distancing. You ready for this? You ready to start laughing? The county inspectors, as some got pictures of, didn't have masks on and weren't maintaining social distancing. So again, can't really be that urgent. Can't really be that right. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Got a great week ahead of us. We'll catch you tomorrow.